Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Private exporters this morning reported to USDA export sales of 510,000 metric tons of soybeans were delivered to China during the 2012-13 marketing year. The 13 and 14 marketing year, and the 13-14 marketing year for soybeans will begin on this September 1st. Also this morning, export sales of 113,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown destinations, and it too for the 2013-2014 marketing year.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Want to avoid the long registration lines at our 24th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting? Call 217-333-7300 and order your tickets now for the March 5th event at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. They're $25, along with a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. You'll hear special presentations on farmland values for 2013, diversifying your operations with livestock, the changing nature of the southern U.S. farm, and, of course, our money-making soybean, corn, and cash grain panels. Call 217-333-7300 with your major credit card, and we'll mail your tickets right out to you. The day of the event, walk in through our VIP entrance. Let's look at the composite trade in Kansas City. March wheat, 818 down 12 and a quarter. July, 837 down 11 and a half. March wheat in Chicago, 764 and a quarter, down 10 and a half. July, 777 and three quarters, down 11. March corn, 718 and a half, down 2 and a quarter. July, 713, down 4. December, 588, and it's down 2 and a quarter. March beans, 1422 and a half, down 14 and a half. July, 1405, down 14 and three quarters. November, 1298 and a half, down 6. March soybean meal, 409.60, down 6.90. March soybean oil, 51.78, down 25. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, a CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
If you were a bull, you had to like the action on Tuesday after we came back from that long weekend and saw follow-through off the strength we saw last week. But the last couple of sessions maybe give you a little bit of pause.
Well, I think that kind of sums up the market. It is pausing. We've had a nice run up to the upside, basically, starting on the first trading or the first week or so of January. We put a low in the market there around January 7th. And then the corn market, we came through the crop report, and then we had a nice rally here into the 17th, 18th, 19th. And basically, the way I view the market is it's having a setback. A lot of the technical indicators did reach the levels that usually slow upward momentum, and what we're seeing now is a corrective measure here. And as long as the corrective major holds within what I would call a bull market characteristic, the market then should resume back to the upside as we maybe start next week sometime. So I think this is just kind of a little technical setback here. When you look at March corn, so far it's holding above the 38% retracement level of the January advance. We have come off our lows already here today, being down only 2 to 3, where we were down 7 to 8 for a while. You take a look at March soybeans. They did slice through the 38%, but did hold above the 50% retracement, and now we're trading above the 38% retracement of that January advance. So I think we'll have to kind of see what happens in the next couple of days, but it's not uncommon for a market to have a setback, a period of consolidation, and then resume in the direction of the trend. So I think that's the way I view it, at least for now. But yes, anytime a market goes the opposite direction than what you were playing for, you get a little nervous, but that's part of the course. What goes up must come back down again.
So, you mentioned bullish market tendencies. Were you in particularly talking about those two Fibonacci retracements as they apply to those contracts, or are there other things you're looking at too?
Well, that would be a clear, as long as the retracement levels or the setback is 50% or less, I would view that as having a bull market correction. And we'll have to see how the market performs here today and then tomorrow. This was a shortened week, but we'll have to see. You know, some of my cyclical work indicated that the market might have corrective measures on into the last week of January, and then we begin to kind of turn up and then have a February rally. So I guess that's what I'm kind of looking for, provided we can kind of hold this correction to 50% or less.
When we talked to you last week, I think you were talking about the potential for a February rally into the first half of February. Are you thinking it could even have a little bit longer legs than that now?
Well, I don't know if I want to go that far. Okay. I mean, my cyclical work does indicate maybe middle February. Maybe then we could see a tail off. Mm-hmm. But my cyclical work at least indicating mid-February, and then we'll kind of go from there. It could extend itself into the report. It's probably doubtful because I think new crop months anyway will begin to anticipate large acreage estimates coming out of that March 30th report. Old crop stocks could be really bullish on the corn. Who knows? So we're going to go into that report kind of all mixed up. But, you know, that report may not show the big acreages. Is that what everybody's talking about? And then the market then focuses to an April rally, and we'll see how the weather pattern is, whether or not we get an early planting or a late planting or mixed up. It kind of looks like we're going to have a mixed up planning, probably is what we're going to have. But but the focus is slowly going to shift over to new crop, especially now that the final, you know, January crop production is behind us. And so far so good. I think the bean market's got a double bottom in it. If the correction holds above the 50% retracement level of this January advance, then the market would be teed up then to push its way to new highs for the year. March corn's kind of in the same way. I would view that more as a V bottom in the corn market. We're setting back, and then if the market holds, then I would look for a resumption back to the upside. Corn has a strong tendency to retrace 50% of its previous moves, and I guess I'm still looking at a lead futures return to the 50% retracement level of the fall-winter decline, which would put, you know, March corn futures up into that 750, 760 area.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
That's Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick in Kansas City, March corn, in Chicago, March corn, 7.18 and 3/4 down 2, July, 7.13 and 1/4 down 3 and 3/4, December at 5.87 and 1/4 down 3, March soybeans, 14.21 and a half down 15 and a half, July, 14.04 down 15 and 3/4, November, 12.97 and a half down 7, March soybean meal, 409.20, down 7.30. March soybean oil, 51.74, down 29. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.